have received a confirmation there that the works will be carried out. I'm told that it'll be Wednesday night, to be honest with you, and that traffic and businesses won't be affected because it will be done through nighttime hours.
And what effect has this issue had on people in the area?
Well, it's like this, Your Honour, I mean, as we all know, them works have been carried out there, say, roughly in the last 18 months. And, you know, to see issues like this of water rising to the top of the road there after all the works have been carried out and the traffic delays and one thing and another, it's very disheartening to see this. I mean, whether it's a bad connection or a bust is yet to be known, but it's definitely some one of the two. And, I mean, your businesses there at the minute, and they've been closed and they've suffered a lot there through the pandemic. And just as recent as, I think, 2 days ago there with the CRU there that come out, the Commission of Regulation of Utilities, and lifted this COVID-related submission on new national rates. And I mean, we've been told there that Irish Water is writing the complex to inform them of new charges taking effect from October 1st on their new tariff system. You know, for non-domestic users, it standardises prices across the country. And I mean, this is more or less saying that businesses is going to be hit with a 100% increase of water bills. And for me, in my opinion, it's ridiculous after what businesses have gone through. But on top of that, we see the likes of what's happening at Dunstores roundabout there and in front of the station house with water leaks and bustages. I mean, if this is going to keep occurring, it's adding fuel to the fire, you know.